there, everybody. It's Kate Beaters, your Breakthrough Success Expert, with another really cool content to share with you on today's podcast. You may want to get a pen because you might be writing down a few notes, or else just remember it in your head, whatever works for you. So I want to welcome all the new listeners. Appreciate you being here. And if you ever have any topics you'd love for me to teach about, you know, please email my team, info@katebeaters.com. That's info@katebeaters.com. And if it's something that I feel is in my wheelhouse, I am happy to teach about. And also, too, before I dive into today's topic while you're getting your paper, is that I know some of you feel ready. You know, you're at that place that you're ready for either a mentor or a new mentor, and you're ready to hire a coach. And if that's the case, I'd love to have a conversation with you and find out what's going on, what your goals and dreams are, where you've been stuck, and let's see if there's a way I can help you with that. So you'd also email info@katebeaters.com, and we can set up a time for a conversation. So today's topic, I always kind of preface it. Some of these topics I teach are based on something that just recently happened to me or my client, and this is something that just happened to me. So I was like, oh, this is such a great topic to write about. So today's topic is best networking guidelines you need to know or else risk losing the connection. So I've got to share with you, there's not a lot that annoys me in the entrepreneurial world, but one of the few exceptions is spam, especially when it's someone I just met. You know, picture this, you're having a great connection with somebody you just met, and then boom, they add you to your email list and start sending you their marketing material. Now that is a violation of basic networking 101. You don't add someone to your email list unless you've asked for their permission first. Otherwise, you're considered spamming them. And so you're spamming your newly made contact. And my team has orders from headquarters that when they see these emails coming through, they opt out immediately. We don't want it. We don't want them. So hopefully you're past that irritating behavior. And so I want to share a few other tips and tricks to help make your networking even more useful and productive. So one thing you want to make sure of is to always use a CRM, customer relationship management tool. And what that is that's an online program where you enter the person's information, where you met, you know, their phone, email, all that kind of stuff. And what you really want to do is make sure you're adding your business cards as soon as possible while the information is fresh in your mind. And there's a company I really love. It's called Less Annoying. And you can always email me for the actual website, or else you can just go to lessannoyingcrm.com/invite/10D30. And by using that, I believe that they actually give you a free month. And so you know, that's a pretty good deal. And it's all, honestly, it's very inexpensive. But in the past, when I worked in corporate, I used one that was really fancy-dancy. In fact, so much so that it was a real pain in the butt to use. And ease is important. And I used to think it would be easy to hire someone to enter business card information for me. However, I found that to be near impossible. Hiring web designers, yes. Copywriters, yes. Virtual assistants, yes. People to do this type of mini data entry, no. Like I said, pretty impossible. So that's why whatever you can do to make it easy for yourself, that's what you want to do. Now, I know there's some apps out there. However, honestly, I've got yet to find one that doesn't make a lot of mistakes, and so then I just end up typing up the information anyways. And so by using the CRM, you can also set up a really great follow-up system so you don't lose a connection, because as the days turn into weeks, weeks into months, you're going to forget either where you met the person or the details of your conversation. So by inputting the information into your CRM right away, it's going to help you recall the information later on. So lastly, this is really key, when you're out networking, have fun. Don't make it all about getting the sale, because what happens is, you know, people will listen to you really politely, but then they're often running away from you. Now, recently I hosted a dinner for a networking group with basically virtually 18 strangers. And as I looked around the big table, it was really, really wonderful to hear so much laughter, deeply engrossed conversations, because these women were not actively selling to each other. They were connecting, and the connections will lead to sales more often than pitching will lead to sales. So let me know how this works for you. And until we meet again, be brilliant.